Hello, and welcome to this Medscape Stroke Update. My name is Dr. Mark Alberts, Vice Chair of Neurology at UT Southwestern in Dallas. Today, I would like to talk to you about three related studies published in the November 17th online version of the New England Journal of Medicine. These studies were very similar, and they compared dosing of warfarin using a genetic testing model versus a routine clinical algorithm. In all three studies, patients were enrolled with typically atrial fibrillation or another thromboembolic event or risk necessitating treatment with warfarin. In all three studies, patients were assessed by using genetic testing to determine the dose of warfarin that they should get or using a routine clinical protocol. Typically, the primary endpoint was the time that it took to get the patients into a therapeutic range, typically an INR of 2 to 3, or the time that they stayed within a therapeutic range, again, with an INR of 2 to 3. A secondary endpoint in all of these studies were clinically important results, such as ischemic or hemorrhagic events. Combined, all three studies looked at probably a little bit more than 2,000 patients. So what was found at the end of the day? Either separately or combined, all three studies found no difference in clinical events such as ischemic or hemorrhagic events between those patients who were dosed with Coumadin based on the results of genetic testing versus a routine clinical algorithm. In two out of the three studies, there was no evidence of any difference in terms of time in therapeutic range with genetic dosing versus routine clinical dosing. Only one out of the three studies found a statistically significant difference in terms of time in therapeutic range using genetic testing versus a routine algorithm. Now, there could be many potential flaws in the studies in terms of differences in the patient population. Maybe the dosing algorithms between genetic and non-genetic testing were not optimally tuned, and a host of other factors. But at the end of the day, after testing over 2,000 patients in these three fairly large studies, I think at least I can say that there's no compelling evidence to do routine genetic testing when we're trying to figure out which dose of Coumadin to use. There were some differences in terms of racial aspects, particularly Black patients with genetic testing versus non-genetic testing. But again, this was a subgroup of a subgroup type of phenomena. It would be great if we had a point of care testing that could accurately predict which dose of Coumadin we could use, but I don't think we're there yet. Even with a point of care testing, it doesn't seem that the differentiation of dosing combined with a host of other environmental and medical factors are really refined enough to say clearly and unambiguously that genetic testing gives us an answer in enough patients, enough of the time, that they can sort of be on autopilot in terms of dosing and testing. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to this Medscape Stroke Update. Have a good day.